So if you are like me, you might spend your life wondering, why aren't there more events where I can indulge my love for poetry, art, and music all at the same time? Well, this Wednesday evening on the 6th of August, the Art Gallery of New South Wales Art After Hours event is celebrating National Poetry Month, my favourite month of the year, with an exciting performance by Australian poets, musicians, and artists. This performance is entitled Ekphrastic Fantastic and is facilitated by the wonderful Red Room Poetry and hosted by multidisciplinary artist and poet Nicole Smead, who is with us on the line. Thank you for joining us, Nicole.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So I just mentioned Red Room. Would you mind telling our listeners about what Red Room Poetry is if they aren't familiar?
Yeah, absolutely. And I love to hear that August and Poetry Month is your favourite time of the year.
Yes.
Fantastic. It's like Christmas for us.
Yeah.
Red Room Poetry is an Australian poetry organisation that commissions, creates, publishes and promotes poetry. We work with a diverse range of Australian voices and poets and create projects in collaboration with communities and partners that kind of work in the areas of environment, amplification, First Nations, youth and marginalised voices.
Amazing.
And, yeah, a number of years ago we started National Poetry Month as a way to promote poetry and make poetry kind of visible in lots of different ways to every Australian.
Yeah, that's great. So this Art After Hours performance combines poetry with music and visual art. I was wondering how you think these mediums complement each other and what visitors could expect from the event.
Yeah, so for me, I view poetry kind of outside of perhaps what most people were taught poetry was at school. I think poetry is in all creative aspects of life, in music, in art, in dance. It can also be seen in, you know, witnessing a beautiful sunset or a sunrise. And I see poetry in even relationships between human and non-human kin. So for me, an event like this where poetry and music and art all come together makes perfect sense and is a way that we can find new perspectives and share our love of the creative arts.
Cool. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, no, you go.
No, I was going to say, I definitely see that in your own work too, and how you combine like vocal work with poems with a feeling of landscape and country.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's very much part of my process how I view the world. So this event is a way of kind of extending that. It's going beyond the frame of an artwork where poetry and visual art meet each other, and we've got some of Australia's leading poets and artists to respond to iconic artworks in the gallery with poems that they have written themselves or poems that they love, and to perform these live in the gallery in front of these paintings for a very immersive experience.
Mm. Do you have a favourite piece of work in the gallery that inspires you?
Oh, it changes all the time. Every time I go into the gallery, yeah. I find something new that I haven't seen before, or I fall in love with something all over again that I haven't seen for a little while, or I see it in a new light. And that's the beauty of ekphrastic poetry, is being able to respond to a piece of art and invite a new perspective and a new way of seeing and being, you know, in relationship with this piece of art. So we're premiering some new works on Wednesday night by acclaimed author and musician Nadi Simpson and award-winning poet Eunice Andrada, who will perform their new commissioned poems in front of the artworks that inspired them. And we also have some incredible poets and artists performing works on Wednesday night as well, like Berliner South, Ali Jane Smith, Omar Saka, Safda Ahmed, Richard Tipping, Claudia Nicholson, Salote Tawale. It's going to be a really fantastic night.
Amazing. I particularly love Omar Saka, so I hope that I'm very curious to see what he picks, seeing as his work is both so personal and political, especially at the moment. So that's very exciting.
Yeah.
So often I chat with friends who want to read poetry, but might find it intimidating. So they don't think that they would understand every word or every reference, and so then they're not smart enough for poetry, which I always think is such a sad view to have, because it's not true. And I do think there's like a poem out there for everyone. So how do you think this event might ease new readers into the genre?
Right. Well, I think this is why we created Poetry Month, because we were taught at school that poetry is for the elite, and that there are so many rules and regulations on how to write a poem and how to receive a poem. And I feel like over the last couple of decades, those rules have really been smashed to pieces through, you know, spoken word poetry and rap music. And there is such a broader range of poetry and poets sharing their voices and their works out there now that makes it more accessible for everyone. And that's what Poetry Month is all about. So we have a 30 and 30 series that runs all the way through August. Every day of August, we have a new commissioned poem and a prompt. So it's a call to action for the public to write a poem, write three lines of poetry, and you can submit it into the daily writing competition, or you can just keep it for yourself to enjoy. But it's our way of kind of breaking down those misconceptions about poetry being hard to write, hard to understand, hard to read, because really a poem is whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, I love that. And everyone has a different voice. So even if you think your way of writing poetry isn't proper or good enough, it could be the most innovative thing someone else has read.
Yeah, absolutely. And the poets that we invite to be part of our 30 and 30, they're not all poets. Some of them are comedians. Some of them are you know, public figures, politicians, people who have never written a poem before in their life. And we invite them to write a poem so that we can, you know, show people that, yeah, your voice is important, your style, your way of creating can be meaningful and touch someone.
Yeah, and that leads perfectly into my last question, which is, how do you think reading poetry might bring joy and hope to people who are overwhelmed in their lives?
Oh, that's such a big question. How do I feel? Oh, look, I think it's about the human experience. You know, we live in a world that feels at times so disconnected. You know, we're in our little individual bubbles. And poetry and art has a way of breaking those bubbles and reminding you of the connection between us all. We are all connected. We are all in this human experience together. And we share viewpoints, we share experiences. And even if we don't share those, we can invite new perspectives and new conversations with each other through poems and art and being together. And that's what poetry does, and poetry in the live setting, being able to hear a poem read aloud by the poet has a special quality to it that you don't always get just from reading it from the page.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today. If you are listening and would like to go to Ekphrastic Fantastic, it is free, which is amazing. And it is on this Wednesday evening at 6 p.m, meeting at the pavilion entrance of the Sydney Modern Building. So thank you so much, Nicole. Good luck with the event. I will definitely be attending. So if you are there and you see me, and well, you don't know what I look like, but please come and say hello. Thank you so much. Back to you, Will.
Thank you.